Won't you turn with me this morning to John's Gospel? I might preach different the rest of this week, but then again, I promise you I'll try to follow after the Lord. I really will. John chapter 12, very, very familiar chapter to you Bible readers. You probably heard it preached from many different times. I want us to look into it. I'm not going to read the whole chapter for the sake of time, but I do want to read some bits and pieces of it. This is an interesting chapter. There's a lot of things that took place in this chapter. The verse 1 said, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. So by that we realize that prior to this, Lazarus was dead. He had been risen in John chapter 11. Then it goes on and then it talks about different things, and it says in verse 13 that they took branches of palm trees and they went forth to meet him and they cried, Hosanna. They said, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found the young ass, sat thereon, as it is written. It says, fear not, daughter of Sion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass coat. And then he goes on. He goes on down in this chapter, verse 23. It says, and Jesus answered them, saying, he said, the hour is come. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He said, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And then he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Verse 23 said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Then in verse 27, he said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say. He said, Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. For this cause came I unto this hour. As we look at this verse right here, verse 27, where this is Jesus speaking, he said, now is my soul troubled. Now is my soul troubled. I want to tell you, this was no play trouble. When Jesus said, now is my soul troubled. I mean, Jesus wasn't just going on. I know a lot of times we'll say, well, surely not the Son of God. Surely not the Son of Man. For him to make a statement like this and to say, now is my soul troubled. But it was. It wasn't phony trouble. It was real, real trouble. Jesus was troubled. Really, he was tortured. He was torn with intense, various emotions running through his mind. His mind was troubled. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, I'm not a spiritual man. I'm not a smart man. But I know among the wholeness movement in this day and hour that we are dealing with some things that we've never dealt with before. We are facing some things we never had to face before. Come on, can you say amen? Come on. I want to tell you something. The doctor, I'm not preaching against doctors. Don't think that I am. But the doctor doesn't have the prescription for it. The psychiatrist is not the answer. Come on, the lawyer cannot give you the advice that we really need sometimes. Come on, help me right here for a little while. But nevertheless, Jesus said, now is my soul troubled. And I thought about in this day and hour that we're living in. The Bible tells us in Job's writing, he said that a man that is born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble. Trouble. We're seeing trouble on every hand. And a lot of times we as Christian people, we say, well, we're saved. We got our sins under the blood. We're sanctified. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. We've shouted. We've run the aisles. We've danced in the Spirit. Come on. We've sung the songs of Zion. But because you've done all of them things, it does not exempt you from troubles. Come on. Can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I thought about even the day, the time that we're living in, to look at our world. In the condition of our world, I want to tell you, what if I was basing my faith on the condition of the world? I want to tell you, it would be very, very poorly. Come on, if I was basing my faith in the men, come on, I know we need to pray for our men that are in leadership. I know we need to pray for our administration. I know that is our duty. But I want to tell you something, I'm not putting my faith in them. Come on, can you say amen? You know what? I'm a feeling right here this morning. I'm a feeling the good Holy Ghost is wanting to help somebody right here this morning. Come on, the preaching last night was great. I told Brother Steve last night, I said, I appreciate you for breaking the ice. And he didn't know what was on my heart. I didn't know what he was going to preach the very first night of the camp meeting. I really didn't. And me and him, we haven't conversed. We haven't talked. We haven't shared, exchanged anything. But I know what God's dealt with me about. Come on. I want to tell you something, church. We've got some need among our people. It's going to take more than a shout. It's going to take more than a run. It's going to take the Holy Ghost coming in and his presence are coming by and a dealing and a moving, come on, and a drawing us closer to him. And that's what I'm a feeling this morning. You know what? As we look at our life and as we look at the condition of this world, I don't know how that the world's been treating you lately. It's probably been treating you just like it's been treating me. The world is not the answer, my friend. I'll tell you what the world has got got to offer you. And we begin to look at life in this world. When we begin to look at our life in this world, it can be scary, my friend, very scary. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what, in life, as far as this world concerned, it can be cold. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And even this world can treat you very cruel. Come on, can you say amen? How come on, help me right here. But here it was with Jesus when he said in verse 27, he said, now is my soul troubled. And he said, and what shall I say? I want to ask you the question this morning, child of God. What are you going to say now that trouble is in your home? Trouble has come to your life and you feel like you've been treated cold. You feel like that life has dealt you a cruel hand. And you look up every morning and you begin to wonder and say, when are things going to be better? When is the darkness going to leave? When is the sun going to shine? When is the moon going to rise again? When am I going to see another setting of the sun, so to speak? Come on, help me right here where there is nothing but darkness and gloom all around. Come on, what are you going to say? Come on, help me right here. You might be sitting right here this morning and your soul might be very troubled. Come on, I feel the Lord right here this morning, but what is our reply going to be? What are we going to say back to life? Even though you might have not have been done right in life, even though you might have been treated cold, even though it might have been cruel, even though, come on, it bothers me in this day and time when things come to our homes and when sickness comes to our home and we wonder where God is at and we begin to question God. Come on. Come on. We've been a serving you. We've been a living for you. We've been faithful to the house of God. We've been a paying our tithes. We've been a giving in offerings. We've been a doing all of these things, God. But why has this befell us? Why has this come our way? Come on. I wish you'd pray for me right here this morning. Come on. Why? We got a lot of questions, but we don't seem to have no answers this morning. I want to tell you what, I believe that I have a little answer for somebody right here this morning. I don't know exactly what you might be going through. I don't know what you might be facing. I feel like there are some right here that there are trouble. You are troubled in your heart. You are troubled in your spirit, and there is trouble in your home. Come on, help this preacher right here for a little while this morning, but you know what? I'm a feeling the third person of the Godhead right here this morning. I wanted to help somebody right here, right on the sound of my very voice here in this house. Now hear me, hear me. Hear this preacher right. I read this verse 13 where it said that they took branches of palm trees. They went forth to meet him and they cried, Hosanna. They said, blessed the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Come on. I want to tell you, Jesus wasn't betrayed. Jesus wasn't deceived just because they come with palm branches and just because they come by saying Hosanna to the King. That didn't fool Jesus. You see, Jesus knew the heart of man. Jesus knew that man would smile you in the face today and stab you in the back tomorrow. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. And I feel like right here this morning that I'm dealing with somebody here that you feel like. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I've tried to do my very best. Why has this come to my family? Why has this come to my home? Why is my child having to go through this? Why am I having to face this? Why am I having to battle with this? Come on, help this preacher right here for just a little while. I know that we're living a serious hour. I know that our economy is in a crisis. I understand all about that, but our God has not changed one bit. The Bible says that he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is a God that changeth not. Come on. I know that probably some of you, it bothers me in the day and the time that we're living in. Pray. Pray for me. Why pray? Pray, church, pray. I feel like I'm dealing with somebody right here this morning that you don't know how that you're going to overcome your problems. How would you like it when you went home? Like I've heard said many, many times. I even heard here of a late here back in Thanksgiving, back in November, a young girl there that they sat down, her and her husband and her family. They sat down, they had Thanksgiving dinner. But then after the dinner, she didn't even bother to do the dishes. She didn't even bother to take care of nothing. She looked at her husband and she asked a question. She said, "Are you happy? Are you thankful? Are you grateful?" He said, "I am very happy. I am very thankful. I am very grateful." And she said, "I'm not happy. I'm not thankful. I'm not grateful." Come on, and walked out the door and left her there with the children. Come on, and never been back no more. Come on, you're probably saying, "I cannot understand why in the world something like that comes to my home. I don't understand why that I am confronted with that." Come on, none of us are exempt from anything. I have my problem. You have your problem. They all might be different, but what are we going to answer? How are we going to answer that problem? What are we going to say to that problem? Come on. What do we got to say about it? Did you know something? I begin to look around here at some of these old soldiers that has blazed the trail over the years, like Brother Edward Day. Come on here, like Brother Morgan over there, and some of you others, and Brother Sellers. The devil would love to trip them up right here in these last days and to destroy their testimony. Come on, help me right here. But I'm a feeling the Lord right here. Why did this sickness come to my home? Why am I having to fight this? Why am I having to battle this? Why am I having to go through this? Why has it come my way? Oh, Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the good Holy Ghost right here. Did you know? Come on, listen to me, older people. Did you know that there are younger people that's sitting right here that is under the sound of my voice? Their problems to us, it don't seem like nothing. We laugh about them when their boyfriends break up with them, or when the girlfriend breaks up with them, but to them it is a real problem. It is a serious problem. Why am I having to face this? Why am I having to go through this? But did you know what? I've seen a lot of time that some of those things has caused rebellion to build up, and come on, either the boy or either the girl, my friend, and they wanted nothing to do with holiness. They wanted nothing to do with mother and daddy. They wanted nothing to do with God. Come on, help me right here. But I want to tell you something, church. When trouble comes, we've got an answer. We've got one that we can look to. I don't know about you, but I believe I'll look unto the hills. For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, come on. Here it was, the crowd was a roaring out. Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Come on, come on. Listen to me, young boy. Listen to me, young girl. Don't be fooled by the sound of the crowd. Don't be fooled by the sound of the crowd. Oh, I feel like preaching, I really do. I feel like preaching. I feel like preaching, I really do. If Jesus could have laid this down right here, if Jesus could have got out of this right here, but Jesus knew what he was facing. Jesus knew that he was facing the cross. Come on. Come on. He had to go by the way of the cross. I want to tell you, to get the glory. Sometimes we don't want to go through sufferings. Sometimes we don't want to go through heartaches. Come on, sometimes we don't want to go through sickness. Come on, I know, I hear you talking to me this morning. I've been right there where you've been. I've been right there where you at. It might be an entirely different sickness. I can remember Brother Neil back in my younger days. Come on, and I'm not that old of a man now. Come on, brother. Come on, help me right here. Brother Morgan told me, he said, "Are you just a young whippersnapper?" When I told him how young that old that I was. "Are you just a young man? You just a young man." Come on. But I want to tell you something. I remember a time when I felt like that there would be nothing that would slow me down. But when I had that blood clot in my leg, I want to tell you it stopped me. It put me down, brothers. Come on, I had to sit around. I had to keep my legs elevated. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I seemed like to me it was the end of the world. Come on, I can remember trying to sing. I'm not much of a singer. I sang in that old song Sister Brown used to sing. I'm a running for my life. I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, and I'm a running for my life. I can remember one day my wife went up to the school. I was down there in the parsonage all by myself, sitting there having a pity party. Come on, with my feet elevated, and the devil are talking to me, Brother Steve. He said, "Sing your song now. Come on, sing your song now. Let's hear you sing. I'm a running for my life. I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, and I'm a running for my life. Come on, sing your song now. You can't even stand on your feet, much less run. Come on, help me right here." I want to tell you, it wasn't long. I sat there and I listened to that devil bother me and torment me. Come on, it wasn't long. The Spirit of the Lord come to me and he gave me an old song, and I began to sing and to hum to myself, "I'm a coming up the rough side of the mountain." Come on, help me right here. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what you might be a going through. Come on, help me here. I don't know what might be coming to your home, but I do know one thing. God is concerned about you, and the Holy Ghost has not forgot about you. Come on, you might not feel like a running, you might not feel like a shouting, you might not feel like a praising, but thanks be unto God, you still got a desire to be among God's children and to be in the house of the Lord. Come on, you're still in the race. Come on, you might not be a running as fast as you was one time, but thanks be unto God, you are still here. And the Bible said, "They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved." Sweet Lamb of God, I'm feeling the glory of the Lord here this morning in this house. Woo! But you see, our question to God is why? Why has this happened? Why has this failed my lot? Why am I going through this? Come on. Why? But here it says, "Now is my soul troubled." But notice, Jesus didn't say why. He said, "What? What shall I say?" Come on. I don't want you to think I'm trying to be funny. I'm not. I'm really not. But there comes a time. There comes a time in our life that we have got to talk back to life. Come on. I've heard people say, "There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself." Come on. But Jesus' question wasn't why. He said, "What shall I say? What shall I say?" Come on. I can remember a time, different state. I don't mind telling you the state I was in. I was in Kentucky. I was there preaching. I didn't know. I didn't know that there was this sister that was sitting there in the congregation that her son had been killed on a motorcycle, in a motorcycle accident. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But God knew. I wasn't preaching what I was preaching here this morning. I didn't forget even what I was preaching. But I do remember her sitting there and her being there. Come on, and they said she just couldn't bear it. She couldn't get over it. She didn't seem as though she's going to be able to overcome it. Because she began to question God. God, why? Why my son? Why my son? Why am I having to face this? And then, Brother Neil, she began to look at other sisters and other companions there that was in the church. And she said, Lord, there they got their son. And now my son is gone. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you what, she couldn't get over the grief. She mourned with sorrow and sadness over the loss of that son that she went to the cemetery day after day after day after day. Come on, mourning, grieving. Come on, sadness and sorrow of heart. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I don't know what it's like. I don't really know. I don't know what it's like to lose a child. I don't know what it's like to lose a mother. I do know what it's like to lose a daddy. I've lost my daddy. I don't know what it's like to lose a brother or a sister. And some of you can relate to that because you've been there. I don't know a lot of these things because I've never walked in nobody's shoes that's done that. Come on, can you say amen? Come on. It seems as though sometimes if we've never been there, we always have the answer to it. Come on, but we've never been there. We've never been where they at. We've never faced what they faced. Come on. And we don't really know it. We don't really understand. We can give them words of comfort and we can tell them to turn to God and give it all to God. Come on. I want to tell you something. They are reaching out for more than that. But somehow something was said in that service right there that day that woman got a hold to and she got a grip on it. Come on. And she began to overcome. Come on. Overcome that sorrow. She didn't overcome the loss of that child. You'll never overcome it. Come on. Help me right here for a little while. But her soul was trouble. But I want to tell you something. There is a heavenly Father that knows your need right here this morning. He knows exactly what is. Have you ever been around somebody and you get to talking to them about something? I want to tell you something, my friend. Their attitude and the way that they are and what they're thinking about is usually what they're talking about. It is usually the first thing that begins to come out of their mouth. Come on, can you say amen? But right here it was with Jesus when his soul was troubled. And he said, what shall I say? I want to tell you the very first word that come from Jesus' mouth. It was Father. Come on. He said, Father, come on. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. You know, come on. The devil tried to distract us and to get us a thinking about our sadness. He gets us a thinking about our sorrow. He tells us there'll never be no more comfort. There'll never be another day like that it was. We'll never be able to feel what we one time felt. But I want to tell you what. If we can look to the Father and the devil doesn't want us to say Father because he knows that Father, it means relationship. And when we've got a relationship with our Father, we have got a right to call on our Heavenly Father. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. But we're living a day at a time where people are satisfied with a religion and not a relationship with God. I feel like you're here. I really do. It's not because of me, but it's because God is concerned about your need. Come on, church. Come on. We've got people in this day and hour. We've got homes and we've got families that are suffering with hurts. Come on. They are suffering with hurts that you and I might not know how they really feel, but God knows how that they feel. Come on, there's a lot of things that begin to go through my mind this morning. I don't know what time that it is. I'm really not worried about it right now. I'm really not. I don't know what time y'all going to try to eat. I really don't. I'm not no long-winded preacher, so don't get weary. Don't get weary. But I'm a feeling like there's some needs right here this morning that God is wanting to minister to right here this morning. Come on, can you help me right here? Sitting up there this morning over at the little table in the place that we're staying. We appreciate the place that we stay and everybody worked and labored on it to get it fixed up. Whatever you've done, we appreciate. appreciate it. We really do. We really do. I told him not to worry about me. Just give me a little bed and a place to take a bath. I'd be all right. I'm not hard to please. I tell you what, when I come to a meeting, what I got my mind on is this right here. I was just sitting there this morning and some things began to come to my mind. I want to tell you when Peter stepped out of the boat and when Peter began to go to Jesus. Come on, he said, if it be you, Lord, it be me to come. And Jesus said to come. And Peter stepped out of the boat and he began to walk on the water to go to where Jesus was. And then Peter got his eyes off of the Lord and he got his eyes on the storm. Come on, he began to look at the darkness of the cloud. Come on, he began to look and he saw the sun fading away. Come on, the blue skies begin to turn dark. Come on, he got his eyes off of the Lord and he began to look at the storm. But I want to tell you something. The Bible said Peter beginning to sink. Come on, he didn't say, well, I imagine it's probably rained about 2 inches. He didn't say, well, I want to tell you, look, I've never seen no clouds like them before. When he was beginning to sink, you know the first thing that he said, Lord, come on, help me right here for a little while. He said, Lord, come on, help me. Oh, Lamb of God. He said, I want to tell you, I know I'm in trouble. I believe I got to get a hold of somebody. I've got to cry out to one of them disciples. Come on, I got to get help from somebody. Come on, maybe John on there will help me. Maybe somebody on there will help me. He didn't call out to John. He didn't call out to another. He said, Lord, come on, can you say amen? As great of a man as Brother Neil Bridges is, as known as he is across this country, and as much as he'd do to help you and Sister Breaches and some of these other preachers around here, I tell you the one you need to call out to this morning, and that is Father. You have got a heavenly Father. Even in our model prayer, it teaches us it doesn't start off with hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Come on, help me right here. It says our Father which art in heaven. I'll tell you the one you need to call on this morning, and that is your Father, because your Father is concerned about you. But right now you in despair and you in distress and you in depression, my friend. Come on, and you in a battle with discouragement, and there's a battle that's going on in your mind. But what are you going to do about it? I'll tell you what we're going to do this morning. We're going to call upon our heavenly Father that sees the sparrow when it falls to the ground, and you are much more valued than many sparrows.
Troubled.
Brother Head, I come to church, I'm troubled. I go home, and when I lay my head upon the pillow at night, troubled. When tears begin to come out of the corner of my eye and come across the cheek of my face and roll down upon my pillow in the night, when no one knows anything about it, I want to tell you, you might think there's no one that knows nothing about it, but there is a heavenly Father that knows something about it, because he is the one that said within his great word, weeping may endure for a night. Come on, come on, come on. But the devil doesn't like this part, Brother Sellers. He doesn't like this part right here. Weeping may endure for a night. Come on, wasn't it you, Brother Sellers, up here testifying a while ago? Something about the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy shall we draw water from the wells of salvation. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy is coming in the morning. Come on. You know what I feel right here this morning? I feel like the joy. It's making its way to somebody's house right here this morning. But did you know how you're going to get it? I know what you're saying. Oh, Brother Lynn, look among this crowd right here. Look among all the ones. What are they going to think? How are they going to feel? What are they going to say? It's going to make me look down on myself. I would to God this morning, you would forget about yourself and you would forget about everybody else around you. It was already said right here last night. Our heart's desire is to see you to get help and to see you to get strength. Come on. Come on. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm a feeling joy right here this morning is a making its way to somebody's house, my friend. Hey, you don't have to be battling with discouragement. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to come on. Oh, glory to God. Come on, church, pray. If you've ever prayed, pray right here, because I feel like there's somebody right here that is under the sound of my voice, that they're right on the very verge of moving. They're right on the very verge of stepping out and getting their hands in the air and coming down this altar. Come on here and getting help from Almighty God. You know why? You might not have the strength to repeat the Lord's Prayer, or you might not even know it right now, but you can say, Father. Come on. Can you say amen? I want to tell you what, and when we say Father, our Heavenly Father will take notice of us, because you are His child. What's going to be the first thing that comes from your lips? Come on. The answer, this good. It's good to be able to share our problems and our needs with our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. But Brother Hedge, you don't know. You don't understand. Things has reached into my house. Things has come into my home that I never dreamed that this would have failed my lot. I never dreamed that this would be happening to me. I never dreamed that I'd be right here where I'm at. You might have never dreamed it. You might have never thought it. And we probably never thought it. But our Father, He knew it. He knew it all the time. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. Help me right here for a little while. I could preach to you a lot longer. I really could. But for some reason or another, I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord right here this morning. Come on, I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord that's dealing with somebody right here this morning. And you're saying, well, if I get up and if I come, it's going to prolong until the time we can eat dinner. Forget about dinner. I don't know, Brother Neil. I'm going to look to you. Am I safe in saying that? Forget about dinner. Come on, the cooks are buried with us. Cooks are buried with us. Come on, our greatest need for having camp meeting, and that's already been expressed right here at this meeting. There is a lot of expense to turn on the lights. Come on, to turn on the air, the electrical bill, the food bill. I am conscious of some of that, of what it costs to have a meeting. Come on, but I want to tell you what's it going to benefit us to pay the light bill and to pay the food bill? Come on, and then we leave from here just like we come. Come on, help me right here. I know, I feel you right now. I feel your pulse right now. You're saying, well, I'm going to wait till Friday night. I'm going to wait till Thursday night. Come on. Brother Steve Jensen's a great preacher. You won't find anybody any better. Come on. They can preach it any better than he will. I believe he'll get right down into where we're at. I really do. But that is our problem. We've been putting it off. And we've been putting it off. And we've been talking ourselves out of the answer that God has got for us. Come on. For some reason or another right here this morning, I'm a feeling that there is somebody that you're right on the very brink. You're right on the very verge of getting up from where that you're at. You're saying, oh, Brother Lynn, my nerves are running away with me. I'm battling and it feels like torment and it feels like torture. I know one that can give a peace that will pass all understanding right here this morning. Come on, you won't have to take a volume when God gets through with you. Come on, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning. down in this house. Come on. If you know me anyways at all, pray for me right here, because I feel like I'm pulling for somebody right here, that there is a battle that is going on in your spirit. There is a storm that is raging in your life, and you are wondering, when is the sun going to shine again? I'll tell you when it can shine. It can shine this very morning. It can shine this very day if we'll just obey the Spirit of God. What shall I say? The first thing that come from his mouth was, Father, Father, Father. Pray, church. Father. That's where some of you are at. That's what some of you are wanting to do. I don't know. I really don't. I really don't know what we're waiting on. I really don't. I feel a need and I feel a weight right here so heavy. And such a cry that's coming out from some of you. But then we're so reluctant and we hold back. When God, and deep down inside of you, you know that God is the only one that can help you and to give you that you really need. And it just takes saying, Father. While everybody stands, somebody wants to come, get a song, give how you want to do it. Is it all right if I obey the Lord right here? I feel like God is wanting to help somebody right here this morning. I really do. When troubles comes and when trials comes and when the storm is raging and the battle is on and the pressure is great, if we're not careful, come on. There's still things are coming. I know. I've read the Bible enough to know, Brother Archie Morgan, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Yes, it is. And what do we say? And how do we say it? It's going to be the matter of how things is done. But I'm glad that Jesus gave us an example. Brother Walker, when he said, Father. Father, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been around some people. I've done some flying too. We was flying to preach a meeting in Idaho. I flew a few times. But I want to tell you, that flight, I don't think I'll ever forget it. We was flying into Chicago to change planes to go on into Boise, Idaho. And on our flight, going to Chicago, it was just like that plane hit a steel wall. There's another preacher sitting beside of me, and my brother was there. I want to tell you, it shook that plane and rocked that plane. There was a lot of people. The first thing out of their mouth wasn't Father. Come on. I know that preacher that was sitting beside of me, he jumped up. And he said, just to the top of his voice, he said, pray. My Lord, I was a feeling of my pulse. I thought we was falling. I thought that was it. I really did. I've been around some people. I've been in the automobile with some people. And we get behind somebody just creeping down the road, you know. I've heard him, you know, we'd be in a hurry trying to get somewhere. They said, my Lord. They must be on a senior citizen vacation. Come on. Help me. I won't tell you the first thing out of their mouth. It wasn't Father. They'd begin to criticize. They'd begin to go on. They'd begin to say a lot of things. But it wasn't Father. But there's somebody right here this morning that's under the sound of my voice. We think it's going to take a big, long, fine, fancy prayer. When all the time, God has just given us invitation to come and say, Father. Father, while they sing and while they play, and while every head is bowed, you're here this morning. You're here. And you're wanting to come. The storm is raging. The battle is on. The pressure is great. You feel like there's no one that cares. There's no one that's really concerned. But there's a Heavenly Father. There's a Heavenly Father. Did you know how you're going to get your help? It's when you step out. And when you come down that aisle, you come around this altar, and you seek the face of God. God will help you. God will strengthen you. How about it? How about it this morning? How about it? How about it, moms and dads? How about it, young people? How about it, older people? How about it? How about it? What shall I say? What shall I say? I believe I'll say, Father, you're the answer. You know the need. Come on, I feel like for some reason I'm talking to somebody right here. It's as though the enemy has reached his hand right into your home this year. Things has happened that you never dreamed. You never anticipated would happen. And you're going to have to give an answer. But who are you going to call on? You've looked to a lot of sources. You look to a lot of different areas. A lot of different things. But you found out they didn't have the answer. But our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. Come, come this morning. Everyone that will, come on, come on. Listen to me, young boy and young girl. You might feel like you've been hurt. You might feel like you ain't been treated right. You might say, well, I've got a bad hand. I've got a cold deal. There's a Father that's concerned about you. If you'd like to come as a couple, come as a whole, ever how you feel like coming. But I feel the wooing and the drawing of the Holy Ghost right here. This is what I really do. All we got to do is say, Father, Father.